call the principal and hand him the news. We've got a holiday that he can't refuse. A day of harmony, a day of music. Beethoven's birthday.
Beethoven Day?
A reverential mission.
Beethoven Day?
The hope of each musician. No more am I the only guy to stand up and say, hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
Beethoven Day?
Yes, as in Ludwig von Beethoven, composer, born 1770, died 1827. The eldest of three sons, Ludwig's mother was the daughter of the chief overseer of the kitchen at the palace.
Whatever! Schroeder, I just want you to know I'm on your side. I want to help you publicity-wise with Beethoven's birthday.
Thanks for your support, but I just don't want to see Beethoven's birthday commercialized.
Commercialized?
Yes. The next thing you know, they'll be wearing Beethoven sweatshirts.
Beethoven Day?
If you're wondering now, how do we start? Just blow the music till you know it by heart. We're gonna celebrate, we'll have a party. Beethoven's birthday.
Beethoven Day.
And when you state the title,
Beethoven Day,
you hear a great recital. The right of every boy and girl to stand up and say,
hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
Beethoven Day.
Beethoven Day.
Philharmonic rumble,
Beethoven Day,
a polyphonic jumble, a humble dedication as we stand up and say,
hooray, Beethoven, hooray!
I got it! We'll demand full-page ads in every newspaper!
But
we'll start a chain of Beethoven superstores!
But we'll build a Beethoven theme park!
We could have a bake sale!
Wait, that's too commercial! Let's imagine it, that glorious hour, filled with emotion, yet inspired with power, when we all honor the man we adore. On the day we place the newest face on Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Beethoven Day.
A moment of reflection.
Beethoven Day.
A classical conjecture. So facing this direction, we begin it today.
Beethoven,
a musical collection, everybody can.